I've been all around the world, done all there is to do. But you'll always be the home I wanna come home to.
Hey guys, my name is Donald Jenkins, and this is my podcast called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Donald, and it is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust again. So excited because, wow. Well, if you heard this guy on the first episode that he was on, you're in for another treat, obviously. Josh Miller. Hey, man, how are you?
How's it going?
Dude, thanks. Hey, yeah. Yeah, that's it. My initials work out, don't they?
They do, man.
Donald Jenkins DJ. That's I know, right. I get it. I've had that my whole life. Maybe this was my calling.
I think so, man.
My birthright, almost. So, dude, thanks so much, man. Last time was like blown out of the water.
Thanks,
and
man.
Just your story is so awesome. The talent of your music is just an obvious thing, but you just had a great story, and man, just so much great feedback. So
thanks.
I had to get you back in, just because now, you get the opportunity to answer this. Like, I don't really have a name for it. It's just three questions that I kind of ask everybody has been on the show.
All right.
There's no right or wrong.
Okay,
so no pressure. But I do think it's kind of fun to compare everybody's answers.
Sure.
So,
sure.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
So last time you were here, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of heard your story. It's a unique story. I'll recap just real briefly, just because. So, I mean, you moved to Nashville, but the first 4 or 5 years you were here, I mean, you love music. You were doing it kind of on the side, but it's not like you moved here pursuing music full time, right?
Yeah,
you were doing sales, business, and you were making a living. Let's just put it that way.
Yep.
And, you know, as probably good as you were at it, it was comfortable, right? It was safe.
Sure.
But it just wasn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
And, you know, you made the call. You took a leap of faith and you're like, you know, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to pursue my passion, which is music full time.
Yep.
And we're really glad you did because you made that, you know, that choice, you know, before, you know, the 2 week notice was even up, you got a publishing deal, dude.
Yeah, man.
With
it
Corn
really
Man.
Worked out. Very
so that's the overview. If you haven't heard that last episode and his last song, you got to go check it out. Josh Miller. But now, so the first question is, you know, if you can have coffee with yourself, with your younger self.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to put a time frame on this because it may just be from when you signed the pub deal.
Sure.
Or it may be, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't have, knowing what you know now, coffee with yourself, is there anything you would tell yourself?
Yeah, man. I would just drive home the patience thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as patient as I can be, sometimes it's just human nature to be antsy and want everything right then and there. But, you know, in this business, as you know, or really as you learn, I've learned a lot of, hey, look, it's not just getting a cut, which is really hard to do.
Yeah.
Not only that, with the way the music business is right now and the way songwriting is and the way people get paid, you know, there's no mechanicals anymore. I mean, when's the last time you bought an album?
It's very
you
true.
Know, like,
I was watching a movie the other night and saw one of those. You remember the CD Walkmans?
Yeah.
I mean, that was high tech.
Yeah.
I swear not that long ago.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What was high tech was the ones that had anti-shock.
Oh,
like the
you're
ones
right.
That were even more expensive.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
That's like if you ran with it and it didn't skip, you're like, dude,
yeah,
like, he's got money. Dude's got money.
And I mean, I can remember, obviously. You know, the coolest thing when I'm 15, 16 is like the best feeling in the world is burning a really good CD.
That's right.
And going and putting it in your like Pioneer,
yep.
You know, CD player you had installed in your Dodge Dakota or whatever it was. And,
you know what I do feel like is making a comeback?
What's that?
Maybe because it's the country song, but vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's coming back. Yeah.
Let's be honest. We're taking a couple of steps
it's a cool
back.
Sound.
Yeah.
It's a cool sound.
But it's weird how like retro.
It is retro.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's, you know, with the flux of the music industry and just kind of how, especially songwriters get paid with streaming services like Spotify and all this legislation, you see all this DOJ stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would just kind of, I think I would drive home patience and faith, man. You got to keep that faith up because at the end of the day, you know, you can control what you can control. And that's just one, that's going to be working hard, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're laying in bed at night, you need to be reading that dictionary before you fall asleep and finding cool words, you know, find some cool titles, bring them to rights and write smashes, you know,
Right.
that's really all it is.
God, that makes so much sense. And you can't tell yourself or remind yourself about patience just once. Like, yeah. it has to be almost an hourly thing.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my legends, excuse me, and I don't get, quote unquote, I guess, starstruck that easily. I probably would with Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. Only because every song I ever grew up listening to him, like you relate to.
Sure.
But one of his best ones that I always, every time I hear it, I'm like, God, that's right, was the Unanswered Prayers one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because it's like, we still think we want what we want right now.
Yep.
But I promise you, if I wanted what I asked for, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
It ain't right.
It's not. It just is not right. So, I mean, God, that's a great piece of advice.
I'm with you. And just the patience carries all the way through because, you know, if you get a cut, then it's going to be a while before the album drops.
Right.
And, you know, basically you get a cut, doesn't mean a whole lot anymore. You're praying for singles.
That's right.
You know, and then when a single hits, then you're waiting for a while for that quarterly check or whatever for that thing to climb the charts. It might be on it for 40 weeks if you're lucky. Right. It might be, you know, out really quick. So just patience. It's just the name of the game, but working hard and like staying focused and not losing sight of the end game.
Yeah. Well, let's make sure we describe the difference because I don't know if a lot of people know the difference in like a cut and a single.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I know we do. Sometimes I take for granted that we all kind of know the lingo, but you know, people listen to this. So like you can write a song, an artist can decide to put it on hold, right?
Which means totally. Yeah. They can put it on hold and that, which means, you know, technically that you're not supposed to really pitch it to anybody else.
Or, okay.
You know, they're holding it for their project potentially. And then as they're cutting down, they're selecting from a pool of songs, you know, and it just depends on who it is. They might hold 50, they might hold 15.
Right.
But out of that pool, they're going to eventually narrow it down.
And so if they decide to cut it, that just means that it's on the album.
Yeah. So a cut is, it's going to be on the album. And then, you know,
so when did they
remember back in the day, you would go and buy a whole CD for one song, you know, cause it had a great song on it that you wanted. And so, you know, album sales were good.
Right.
And now it's,
which is why cuts were a lot better back then.
Sure. Yeah. Cuts paid.
Exactly.
And so now, with streaming services, which I use Spotify.
Sure.
I love Spotify. It's a great, as a consumer.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great tool. But singles are kind of where most of your money is nowadays, you know, with radio and advertising and those kind of payments coming from that.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's different with every artist. So I don't know if I'll do a good job describing, maybe you can, but, so when, do they decide on what the single's going to be like before, or is it one of those things where they kind of make it up or they decide as they go?
You know, I think it really depends on the camp.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, some artists try to map out and plan out an album and say, these are my 3 or 4 singles.
Gotcha.
Before they release it, which I personally get there's some benefit to that, but I think you should be flexible too, because I think, in my opinion, the people are the A&R.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I think if you put something out on Spotify, streams are going to tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to find, they go through your album, they're going to find the ones they gravitate to, they're going to playlist it, they're going to listen to it and spin it, and your counts might be higher. So I think you should always be open. Just, I'm not an A&R, I'm not an artist.
No,
but I as think a people writer, are A&R, man.
But as a writer, that's what I was just trying to explain. Yeah. Like, a song's cut, and then it may or may not
be a single. It may or may not be a single. Gotcha. You really don't know. They can say, you know, you hear all the good and the bad stories of heartbreak, and this is the next one, and it doesn't even make the album.
Right.
You know? So you just never know. It really is. You just got to kind of stay focused and keep doing what you do and just expect good things to happen.
That's awesome. That's a good piece of advice. What about the best piece of advice someone else has given you that you've always just kind of held on to and lived by?
Man, that's tough. I mean, it sounds simple, but I would look to somebody like my dad. It's just like, he's always just told me to go for it, you know, and always instilled confidence in me and believed in me, whether it was, you know, as we talked about last time, life was baseball.
Right.
Before music ever got in the picture. I mean, music was me watching American Idol when I was a kid and being like, I can sing like that, you know, but nobody else knew.
Right.
And so, you know, for my dad just always being supportive and telling me to go for it, and even when that meant like big decisions, like getting to college and calling him up and being like, you know, he's my number one fan that loved to watch me play. This guy built me a batting cage in the backyard and, you know, put a pitching mound down there when I was into it. And, you know, to have to call him and be like, hey, man, this ain't working.
Right.
You know, I'm ready to move on and, right. and pursue other things. You know, for him to be like, go for it. You know, like, we got you no yeah. matter what.
Wow.
And then the same thing with this kind of life decision of going, hey, man, I'm about to just jump out, leap of faith, no offer yet. Give up some pretty good guaranteed money from a sales gig and just leap off into the unknown and pursue the music thing. And it's more like, good,
go for it.
like, good, go for yeah. it. We've been waiting on you to say that.
Wow.
You know?
Well, that's a great story and a great piece of advice too. Because I think if you're listening to this and it may be your dad or mom or whatever, but if you don't have that person, I think find them.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Find that one totally. Person that will just say, hey, I got you. Like, regardless.
Yeah, you got to do it. But also, you know, you need those honest people in your life, too.
Sure. That'll, yeah.
You know, if you think you're going to go win the gold running the 100 meters and
maybe pull the reins back 40. A little bit.
Yeah. yeah. But no, totally. You need those supportive people in your life that you know, obviously you never want to fail and fall on your face. But yeah. you know, if you do,
yeah, they're there.
You know, they're there for you.
That's yeah. awesome. Okay, finish this statement. You ready? Donald, if you really knew me, you would know.
Man, I don't even know if I want to say this. In Nashville, I don't want to ruin the spot, but my favorite sushi spot in Nashville is Ninky.
Okay.
And it's in a strip mall off of West End. And it's so good.
Are you giving away the secret?
I feel like I am. I don't know what I just did. But man...
I'm looking them up now.
Right. See, like, spot, man.
All right. We're going
usually
there.
The best ones. Yeah, usually the best ones are in strip malls.
Yes. Like just, strip mall sushi. And it's yeah. hibachi if you get the itch for that. You got hibachi, you got sushi.
Mm.
It's in strip mall. It's pretty classic.
Well, okay. So really, it's two things. If you really knew me, you love sushi. But yep. then you gave away your favorite spot. Yep. I enjoy sushi. I feel like I cheat. Maybe to fit in because I really, the only thing I eat is like shrimp tempura rolls,
yeah,
which by the way is not sushi, but I can call it that.
Yeah, it's got so, rice on it.
It's got rice.
Got some seaweed somewhere.
Oh,
in there.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite kind?
From there, man, there's a couple of rolls there that I typically get, but, I like anything with crawfish in it, spicy tuna, any of that stuff.
Wait, do you eat raw oysters?
Sometimes. I'm not like all the time, but I do like an occasional raw oyster.
On purpose.
But I'd rather it be like char grilled
yeah.
with cheese
yeah.
and everything else in it.
Personally. I just don't
like
get
smoked.
It. I'm not judging anybody here. I just don't get it. I personally think that the bravest person to ever walk the earth was the first person to eat a raw oyster. But Kevin,
maybe.
You know he had to be starving. Like there was just nobody that opened, however they got it open back in the day, and said, you know what? That looks phenomenal.
Man, just put some sriracha in there or something. You
they
know,
didn't have sriracha good. Back in the day.
They might have.
All right, maybe.
Just they didn't call it that.
Well, dude, that's awesome. Great questions, great answers to the questions.
Thanks, man.
But now to my favorite part, because I don't know what you're going to sing here, but if it is... half as good as the first one you did, then everybody's in for a treat. So what do you got for us today?
Man, I'm going to play this song. We'll see if I can do it justice. It's been a while since I played it, but it's called No Place.
Okay. Who'd you write it with?
Yeah, I wrote this one with Brett James and Troy Verges
uh-huh.
up at the Corn Man House. And it was actually, you know, those two guys are bosses, and they've written a lot of great stuff together. So it was my first
total
time
studs.
With the two of them. And we ended up writing two songs that day. You know, it just kind of rolled pretty good. And this was one of them that we got out of it. So hopefully I can remember.
That studio has so many memories.
Yeah,
it has
that house
so much. It's haunted.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
It's got some history.
It's totally haunted. It's totally haunted. Yeah. That's a whole nother episode
yeah,
that we could
totally.
Spend just on Corn Man Studio.
That's fun.
But so many songs have been written out of Corn Man, that house, it's unbelievable. So
yeah.
Can't wait to hear this one. So play it up for
cool.
us, my man.
Track. Tell me if this sounds good. In the...
I've been to Paris, made my way down to Rome.
Seen a sunset on the beach in Mexico, but I could care less, 'cause I was all alone. And there ain't a way to touch your body over the phone. I've been all around the world, done all there is to do, but you'll always be the home I wanna come home to. You're a wild night with a hell of a view. Girl, there ain't no place like you, yeah. You're my daybreak, you're my California sun, you're my Memphis, New York, New Orleans, all rolled into one, yeah. In the city, the country, the mountains or the sea, wherever you are, baby, that's where I wanna be, yeah. I've been all around the world, done all there is to do, but you'll always be the home I wanna come home to. You're a wild night with a hell of a view. Girl, there ain't no place like you. No sight ever left me breathless the way you take my breath away. No scene ever left me speechless, but right now I got no words to say. I've been all around the world, done all there is to do, but you'll always be the home I wanna come home to. You're a wild night with a hell of a view. Girl, there ain't no place, ain't no place like you. No, there ain't no place, ain't no place like you. No, there ain't no place, ain't no place like you.
My man. DJ Kevin McCarty. Woo! Give me your thoughts on that song. Because like, I'm speechless right now.
Again, I think it was something you don't forget the first time you hear it, like a month ago.
Right.
Whatever that was. And you hear it again, and you're like, dude, just can you just start every Monday morning with this
yeah,
song?
Yeah, you actually just then, messed like, up. You know this is actually an every Monday tradition now.
Oh, yeah. That's
funny. Loved it.
Thanks,
great.
Man.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Unbelievable song. Thanks, dude. And your voice. Gah.
Appreciate
all right, look, ladies and gentlemen, he's a professional writer, Josh Miller with Corn Man. And, you know, we talked last time, but just because the reality is it's a lifestyle to be an artist, right?
Totally.
Which, hey, never say never, but right now your passion's writing and that's awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Man, the dream job is waking up in the bed and going somewhere and writing and getting home at night right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty awesome.
You know, it's harder than what most people think, though. So I do still feel like you get home at night and you're kind of mentally drained. It's like you might not swinging an axe.
Well, here's
right?
what happens, but, man. Like sometimes, you know, sometimes you have a write that goes really well and you walk out of the room like, man, we just wrote a big one.
Killed
it. You crushed it. Man, I can't wait to get that demo back, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have those days where it just doesn't fall out of the sky. You know, it's a struggle. You're scratching and clawing for every line. And sometimes you may not finish. You know, somebody may have to leave and go get the kids or, you know, have other obligations coming up. So the challenge to me even sometimes is not being hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, remembering, like, I like to write every single day, once, sometimes twice if I can.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not always going to hit a home run.
Mm-mm.
So it's tough to find that balance, because sometimes if I don't get a good song out of a day or I don't walk out of it feeling great about it, I want to go home and write.
Really?
You know, like, I want to go home and redeem myself, even if it's just get a great idea going or, you know, I'm going to find some great title ideas and put them in my phone, like, just try to get some stuff going. So you do have to kind of find that balance.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get.
Do you have anything that you do that's not music that you like wind down, or maybe it shuts it off, you know, and this is how you recoup? Is that?
Man, obviously I've got some good friends in town. And so anytime you can get together with friends and, you know, whether it's have food or drink or two and just kind of chill and relax and get in that mode and hang out.
Yeah.
Or go to some live shows.
Yeah.
Which is still kind of music, but even just to not think really.
Right.
That stuff, go to the Y every now and then.
People want to know. People want to know, like, oh my gosh, Donald, like, how do you know all these people? I go, because I don't do music. And when my artist friends realize that, like, when I first met them, they're like, wait, you're not in music? I'm like, no. They're like, dude, you want to hang out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're like, we don't have to talk about music. And I'm like, I'm everybody's comedic relief.
I don't have to worry about you trying to get on the bus. And
nope. No.
And write with us.
No. The first couple times I went out on with some friends on tour. Mm-hmm. Well, I take that back. First time I drove, not like the big ones, but it was like one of those sprinters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I thought it'd be really cool. Let me tell you something. It ain't. No. All right. First of all, it's not. All right.
I mean, even living on the bus, like a nice bus, is kind of like after so many days.
That's true.
I'm like, man, I got to find a shower. Where's the shower at?
That's true. and then I told that friend, I'm like, yeah, I'll go out, but I'm not driving.
I'm not on the sprinter.
That's right.
I'm not driving. Yeah.
But no, and it's the road. Oh, it's so good, but it's so
different. There's pros and cons, man. And some people, that's home. Some people love it.
Yes. They gotta have it.
They love it. And more power to them.
Yeah, right? Right? After about night four, I'm like, where's my bed?
I'm happy to hop out there with you for once a month.
That's awesome.
Not every weekend.
Oh my gosh. Josh, thanks so much for coming back in, man. The thing about me getting to do this, which I feel very lucky and blessed, and actually give you a lot of credit for like encouraging me to do it. So hey,
thanks, man. I'm glad you did it. Cool. It's a great thing.
I'm having fun, and hopefully everybody that's listening loves it.
If making it happen.
Right?
It happen.
Come on.
There he is.
That was the original.
Boom.
Making it happen. Yeah. That was before the DJ McCarty over there. He didn't know me back in the making it happen days.
Man. I'm learning. He's sending me links every 10 minutes. He's like, check this one out.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm tired of watching videos of you. Stop. I'm like, well, I'm just saying, I just want you to know where I came from, like how got here, you know? But because, I mean, a lot of these people now that I'm getting the interview on a podcast I did 3-4 years ago.
That's crazy.
Via the YouTube.
Full circle, man. Yeah.
And it was before like Thousand Horses were signed.
Yep. It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, it was so cool. Now to do it again, it's like, wow.
You're in the right place for
Michael
it, too.
Ray. That's just fun. So appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You know, maybe I can bribe you again. I don't know. We'll see. I know you have 4,800 songs that you could sing. So that's the other frustration. I thought this was going to relieve a frustration, but it actually added one, which is like, you have more. I know you do, you know? So, Josh O. Miller is your social medias. If you would like to find him, follow him, share him. If you ever get the chance, I know you don't play out live much or do you at all?
I've popped up at the Bluebird and stuff before, but
that's right.
I don't have like a regular round or anything that I join in on. So maybe
it's a treat. If you get to, it's a treat. I promise. So thanks so much. And, hey, make sure you share and subscribe, guys. You don't want to miss one of these episodes. You know, the only reason why you wouldn't want to listen to any of these is if you just don't like listening to the best writers in the world tell you how to make it happen and seeing, you know, the best songs in the world. If you don't like that, do not listen to this podcast. Like, you will not hurt my feelings. I promise. But Josh, I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for coming in. We will holler at you later.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This has been Hits Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing.